Welcome to the Insights on Internships from Professor Jones podcast, or IOI for short. If you're a student studying hospitality and tourism management, and you have an internship or work experience requirement, this podcast is for you. That also includes those of you in event management, or MICE emphasis, as it's called in certain parts of the world. It's my objective to pass along the knowledge I've gained in nearly 50 years in the hospitality field. As an industry professional, I hired and managed interns. As a faculty member, I supervised students in their internships and oversaw internship courses. As an academic administrator, I developed curriculum that incorporated internships and work experience. Most recently, I've been working part-time at the front desk of a local hotel, the Seacrest Oceanfront Hotel in Pismo Beach, California. So I've experienced every aspect of the process. Each episode will typically be less than 15 minutes long. The topics will cover the entire range from determining the type of internship you want, through the actual internship experience, and finally the reflection afterwards on what you've learned and how to connect it to your future career ambitions. The topic of this IOI episode is dealing with guest complaints. I'm going to start off with the agenda here is talking a little bit of introduction into this and a series of other podcasts that will follow this, an importance of complaints, why the guest complains, the importance of service recovery process, and an example from Disney in terms of how that can be used, and then dealing with most difficult guests, which is a special section that I'm devoting to this issue because of its importance. And finally, learning solutions. First, this is the first new episode I've done in quite some time. Initially I did 10 episodes based on past industry teaching experience. However, since then, I've started working part-time as a guest service agent at a local resort hotel. And this experience has given me a whole new perspective and a different element to the complaint issue in particular, which I want to pass along. So my objective here in the coming episodes is going to be connecting the reality of today's front line in the hotel industry to the concepts and systems I've learned over the years, and it hopefully also applies to other hospitality and tourism-related businesses. In fact, this may even benefit me in terms of how well I do my job today. So the importance of complaints is, I say, something I've learned to appreciate much more on the front lines than I had ever before in the industry. Important to understand that we want people to complain, right? We want them to complain because that gives us a chance to recover, right? It gives us an opportunity to create this positive experience. Each situation should be approached then with sort of a problem-solving mindset. How are we going to deal with that? And we always need to prioritize guest satisfaction. We need to figure out how we match these two things, giving them solutions that makes them satisfied. So the result is that not only do we resolve the immediate issue, but we also contribute to building a positive reputation for the hotel. So why do guests complain? Personal frustration, right, to unexpected issues during their stay. Perhaps a result of unmet expectations. In other words, perceptions don't match what they expected, which is a basic principle of service quality management, that service gap in terms of what we have to deal with. Miscommunication is another, especially when dealing with room types, as I'll discuss later. External factors that are out of the hotel's control, weather-related type issues, for example. But we need to keep in mind here that it's not whether they have an issue or not, but how you solve it that makes a difference. That's the key. In order to do that, we need to begin with some basics in implementing a service recovery process. You have to realize this applies whether you have a process or not, what I'm talking about here. And some of those elements include beginning with remaining calm. Boy, you want to pause after you've had a guest give a severe complaint in particular, because you don't want to be defensive, right? You need to remember that. The next principle is ask questions to clarify the issue. We need to ask open-ended questions so we get the full range of emotions and the customer's experience. And then we also need to make sure that we don't ask questions that begin with why. It kind of insinuates that we don't respect their reasoning. So we want to use how, when, what kind of questions. We then have to listen for the answers, trying to empathize with the guest's concern, even if we don't agree, and determine the underlying issues. Because then we have to propose solutions that are based on what you've heard. And this requires empowerment, which is an important element. And finally, you need to document it. You need to document your actions. The previous episode, I did briefly mention service recovery process, but let me give you an example from Disney. Very simple process. Basically starts off with when a cast member encounters a guest concern. First step, listen, apologize, and show concern. Next, if the guest is happy, everything goes great. If not, then you have to identify the guest's need. This is where the questioning comes in. And then try and solve the problem. And once you've done that, then you document it. That's a simple process, right? But practicing this, it becomes a routine. And I think that's what's important to realize is that you want to get into a routine. Now, Disney goes a step beyond that, and they talk about the recovery and the approaches that you might take, and they put it in a matrix. On the one axis is the severity of the problem from low to high. And then on the other axis is whether it's our fault, low to high. So if the problem's not severe and it's not our fault, then you empathize with the guest. If the problem's not very severe, but it's our fault, we fix it. If the problem's severe and it's not our fault, then, as they put it, we have an opportunity to be a hero. You know, this is where the Disney magic comes in. And finally, if the problem is very severe and it's our fault, then we roll out the red carpet for them. Make sure we get it taken care of. Now, finally, let me address that difficult customer, because I've experienced that more than I anticipated even. And I'm going to refer back to a book called Delivering Knock Your Socks Off Service by Anderson and Zimke. Great book that I've used over the years in my teaching. Simple book to follow. They talk about it as being fixing the customer. So first off, you need to look at the type of customer, and they give you three different types to label a customer. First is the blasé blue. Okay, now, they're just expressing concern with no emotional issue. For example, in our case, the keys got demagnetized, so we need to rekey the room. Then you have your ordinary orange. That's the annoyed guest about the issue. An example for us would be housekeeping, room cleaning is not done on a daily basis, but when you have a several night stay, you can request it. And some people didn't understand that effectively, so we need to find a way to get that room clean whenever that happens. And then we have the one I want to spend the time on to concentrate on, the raging red. These are people who feel victimized in some way or another. They can even have unreasonable demands. In our case, we have a lot of situations where they didn't get a very specific room they wanted, even though we only guarantee room types. They wanted a room on a particular floor, particular view, a particular tower within the hotel, and we do our best, but and I'll talk about in the solutions aspect, but that can lead to some very frustrated customers. So let's talk about those raging reds, because they're the biggest challenge. Going back to what we said earlier, following the path of the key points to go through in a process, you've got to make sure that you show empathy with them. In other words, even though you may not agree with them, you need to show that you appreciate their concern. You allow them to vent. That's a hard thing to do sometimes. Create some calm. Talked about that earlier. Listen actively, and plan a follow-up with them. We need to make sure that we understand with raging reds, particularly, what their underlying issues might be. Maybe it's just saving face with the people who they're with in their party because they had promised them something, it didn't happen. Or maybe it's something they just need to feel important and be recognized as important, especially if they've been a guest many times before. Now, fixing the problem, there's some important things that need to be done after the incident's taken care of. First off, if we say we're trying to fix the customer, right? So the company needs to address the actual problem that created the poor service in the first place. And we need to make sure that they're aware of that. And if the problem is likely to recur for other guests, then the service delivery may need to be changed, and maybe we can make some suggestions as to how that might be done from our experience. You also need to look at the hotel's company's strategy with regards to fixing problems. Do they encourage and track the complaints? Do they look at their TripAdvisor ratings and the comments that are made by the people there? Is there a system to learn from the recovery experiences from lost customers, customers who aren't going to come back again? And then how do we go about making that service fail-safe so that we don't have the same problem happen again? Now, those solutions are the things that we can learn from. It's part of the educational experience. Observe good leaders. Certainly, my experience where I work is I've got some great leaders who come up with great creative solutions, and I enjoy that process of learning those. Some examples, as I mentioned before, the specific room type requests. People want a first floor or a fourth floor of a particular room type. Well, we can't guarantee that, but one of the things that I've learned that we can do within our front office system, our PMS system, is we can pre-assign a room to a guest. It might get changed somewhere along the way. We don't tell them that we're doing that, but we do put that in there based on that request. And that oftentimes will at least take a step in the right direction. Noise issues. You know, when you're dealing with a hotel that has hardwood floors like ours, there's sometimes going to be noise issues with, especially if you have young kids in the room or whatever it may be. I had a guest complain about the noise that they had the night before. Now, they didn't complain during the night. They were complaining the next day. So, unfortunately, we were sold out of any other options for them on a higher floor of that particular room type, and the guest that was staying in the room above them was staying over another night. So, I went to my assistant GM, and we talked about it, and her response, which was a great one, was that we just simply upgrade them to the next room above category, which would give them a room on the top floor, and we offer them that, which they really appreciated. And I think that's an important point, is they appreciated the response. Third-party expectations. You know, in our case, we have a lot of the OTAs that are booking our hotel. Their definitions sometimes don't necessarily match what the guest is thinking. So we only sell our oceanfront rooms ourselves, but ocean view rooms we sell through them. Well, our rooms definitely have an ocean view, but sometimes my colleagues have a tendency to think about it as only a partial ocean view. If we start talking like that and thinking like that, that can create some challenges. And we had another one that I'll bring up, which I think is an interesting one from a solution standpoint using technology. We had a guest who accused the housekeeper of stealing something in the room, something that was missing. Well, we can go into the key, the automatic key, and plug into it with a computer and let a program, and we can run that to see when that room was entered and how it was entered. And we showed through that documentation that the only way that anybody entered that room the whole time they were there was them under their own key, which exonerated our housekeeping staff, which we already knew was not the vault. So in summary, I think we need to be more aware of people on both sides of the service equation. Remember that service quality is a combination of the guest and the service employee. J.W. Merritt was quoted as saying, if you treat the employee right, they will treat the guest right. Empowerment's a key issue here. So it's all about empathy for our fellow human beings. And finally, one last word, don't take it too personally. Thanks for listening to this episode of my IOI podcast. If you heard something you liked, please share it with your fellow classmates. I'd also encourage you to forward it on to your faculty internship supervisor. Hey, you could even include your supervisor at your place of work. Enjoy your internship learning experience.